Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Mistakes. We all make them, and sometimes it looks as if we have to suffer the consequences for a long time. But this week on Morning Prayer, we're looking at how we can move beyond mistakes and their effects. And we've seen how a couple figures in the Bible's Old Testament overcame mistakes by turning to God. Big mistakes aren't limited to the Old Testament. New Testament people made them as well. One of them is Saul, who is better known today as Paul. He made a career out of persecuting Christians. He consented to the death of Stephen, the first Christian martyr, and, as the Bible puts it, made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Then he headed to Damascus to do more of the same, breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. But something happened. On the way there, Saul hears a voice letting him know he's got it all wrong. He's struck blind, symbolic of how blind he's been in persecuting Christians. He's healed by a Christian, takes the name of Paul to show he's a new man, and preaches Christianity far and wide. What happened here? Like the other Bible characters we've talked about, Paul responded to God and followed God's direction. That moved him beyond his mistakes and their consequences and let him greatly benefit others. May we all follow God and find our lives renewed. Amen.